Okay, two last halachas in the Bata Yosef for Purim. Really not so much about the mitzvahs of the day, but the time surrounding it. So, halacha lamed aleph, it says, Yom Tezbav Adar Nikra Etzlenu Shushan Purim. So the 15th of Adar is called Shushan Purim. Einomrim bo tachnun velo kelech harpayim velo lamnatzeach. We don't say tachnun kelech harpayim if it's Monday as it is this year. We don't say lam natzeach. Baser gam behasbet v'tarnis, and we don't fast. We don't have eulogies. In ogim bo ktsas mishte v'simcha, we can add a little bit of food and joy. Aval inorim alanisim. We don't say alanisim. Mutarin lasos bo nisuin. You can do a wedding on Shushan Purim. Kevan she'ein anu karin bo samagila. For those who live outside Yerushalayim, we don't do the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, so therefore you can have a wedding. Aval b'yom shekaren samagila sha'az ikar simcha. The day that we read the Megillah, which is the essential day of simcha, and that's when we have the mitzvahs of the day. Eino sin yisuin, we don't do weddings, mishum de'en me'arvin simcha b'simcha. We don't mix two smachos. So there's two footnotes here that are worth noting. One is based on Rav Soloveitchik. So why is it that we don't say Tachanun on both 14th and 15th? We don't celebrate Shushan Purim. What does that have to do with us? So Rav says that really it's a Yoma Arichta. It's one elongated day. But it happens to be that some, you know, emphasize the mitzvahs of the day on the 14th, some do it on the 15th. But really it's all part of one unit, which makes sense because the miracle spanned those 2 days. So it makes sense that they both have some sort of aspect of it. In terms of the whole concept of not doing weddings, so Rav Soloveitchik said in general that when it comes to Purim versus other Yontif, so Purim's a day of Simcha, Yontif has a Simchas Yom Tov, but they're two different kinds of Simcha. Because when it comes to Yontif, so the entire day is characterized by Simcha. When it comes to Purim, it's only when I'm doing the mitzvahs. When I have a Suda, that's the time of Simcha. When I'm doing Shalach Maros, it's time of Simcha. But today is not fundamentally a time of Simcha. So Tzvi Sabolovsky, one of the Rosh Yeshiva, suggests that that's has bearing on the concept of not doing weddings. So in fact, there are some who hold that the weddings can be done on Purim, and the reason for that would be that it's not that the entire day is characterized by Simcha. So there's no problem with having a wedding from that perspective. However, there are achronim who are machmir not to have weddings, so that's based on the idea that we don't mix simcha. So they don't hold by this distinction between, Purim versus other days. I guess Rav Shechter and Rav Willig hold that you shouldn't have weddings. I've heard, I don't know if it's true, I've heard Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach got married on Purim. What? He did. Okay.
On Purim?
On Purim. Fine, okay. Last halacha. What? Shabura brings some achronim from Machmir. Okay, Laman Beis Yom Yedal v'Tesvav Sheba Adar Rishon. Gam Kain Ein Omrim Lo Tachnun Lo Kerech Apayim V'Lo Natzeach. So we also, when it's a leap year like this year, we don't say Tachnun, we don't say Lam Natzeach on the 14th or 15th of Adar. V'Asun B'Hespe V'Tainis. We don't do eulogies or fasting on that day. V'Yom Yedal Marbim Ksas B'Suda. And on the 14th, you could have a little bit more of Suda. Bring the footnote some of the psakim of Rav Shechter in terms of things related to yahrzeits and bar mitzvah. So it comes to yahrzeits. So fundamentally, yahrzeits are observed during Adar Rishon. Somebody actually called me the other day, a little worried. I did it the Adar Rishon. Do I have to do it again Adar Sheni? Was I supposed to only do it in Adar Sheni? So general Ashkenazi minhag is only to do it Adar Rishon. But the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, was machbir to do it for both. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheinim, and Rav Shechter seems to hold that way. When it comes to, on the other hand, a minor who becomes a bar mitzvah, somebody becomes a bar mitzvah during Adar, they were born in a regular Adar, so do you celebrate the bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheini? So here too, Rav Shechter says that fundamentally, both of them would be valid, but then we have a tarti desasrei. When does he actually bar mitzvah? Is it the first or the second? So we're machmir that we don't allow him, let's say, to do certain things that, you know, he can't, he's not going to be a shliach tzibur during the first month. Could be, I mean, from the perspective of chinuch anyway, that a lot of people start doing hanachas tefillah and they put on tefillah in a month before. So there's no reason for him not to put on tefillah and could be doing, in theory, he could be doing other mitzvahs, but in terms of things that require the status of bar mitzvah, we don't have that then.
So what if the boy was actually born in
Adarshani? The boy was actually born in Adarshani. He's actually born in Adarshani, and then there's no problem.
Actually born in Adarshani is the same thing.
Of course. So the fact that we do perm in Adarshani also, the Gemara has a whole machlokas about whether the mitzvahs apply both months, particularly Megillah, did apply both months. And so there's a din of Bechol Shana Vashana, that perm should be observed the same way every year. So is it B'chol Shana V'Shana that Purim is always adjacent to Nisan, or is it B'chol Shana V'Shana that Purim is always right after Shvat? So you could look at it both ways. One perspective, the Gemara says, holds that Ein Ma'arin Al Mitzvos. So once I counted the first Adar, I should be doing the mitzvahs. And on the other hand, both from a sort of practical and a theological perspective, we do the mitzvahs of Purim during the second month. On a practical level, people associate Purim with being a month before Pesach, right? I mean, it's like a thing that you have. I have this feel like every time, like after I daven Maariv and it's time to start learning Hilchos Pesach, like it's something that like shifts in my brain that Pesach is coming. So people think Pesach is coming after. So we want to make sure that people observe Pesach correctly. So that's one reason to do Purim during Adar Sheni. Mm-hmm. But the other is to be Somech Geula Legula. That would, just like we have a redemption in Adar Sheni in Purim, we have a redemption by Pesach. That's another reason to do Purim in Adar Sheni. So that's what we're going to do. And today was, Soloveitchik says, a Tanya Shel Simcha. It's a fast day of joy because it speaks to the fact that we fasted, we daven, Kodesh Baruch Hu heard us. So may that become true. May we celebrate Purim this year, B'Simcha.